This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Let's turn now to our spotlight on health. Non-medical exemptions for vaccines, also known as NMEs, have been on the rise over the past few years. These exempt children from being vaccinated based on religious or philosophical beliefs. A recent report published by PLOS Medicine, that's the Public Library of Science Journal of Medicine, analyzed trends in the 18 states that permitted NMEs from 2009 to 2017, and Texas is one of those 18 states. For more on what we can learn from this report, we turn to one of its authors, Dr. Peter J. Hotez. He's dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Hotez, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
12 of the 18 states permitting religious and philosophical belief exemptions for vaccines, I gather, saw an upward trend in the use of these exemptions for enrolling kindergartners from 2009 to 2018. Could you break down more of what you found?
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of broke it down into two groups. So of the 18 states that allow philosophical or personal belief exemptions, they tended to fall into states that had rural counties with large numbers of kids not getting vaccinated. And then we identified some urban hotspots. So in terms of the rural counties, we found a number of them in Idaho, for instance, with a very high percentage of kids not getting vaccinated, and that was a real concern, as well as in Washington State. And it tended to be more western states than eastern states.
What do you make of that western-eastern divide?
So, you know, I think a major point of this paper is it generated a lot of interesting hypotheses to explore. So why are the western states, why do they tend to, on average, tend to be more affected than the eastern states? What's going on there? And then when we get to the urban areas, we identified a number of urban hotspots. Again, most of them in the western states. So they included the counties, and we looked at the county level, the counties that include Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. Phoenix, and then several in Texas as well.
Yeah, in fact, four cities in Texas had more than 400 children get non-medical exemptions for vaccines: Austin, Fort Worth, Houston, and Plano.
Right, and that was only kindergartners, number one, and that's only among the numbers that we know about. So, for instance, in Texas, we have, by some estimates, more than 300,000 kids who are homeschooled, and we have no idea what percentage of those kids are being exempted.
Is there some kind of sociological or religious phenomenon or explanation that accounts for this?
I'm guessing there is. We don't know the answer yet, though, but we're in a follow-up study. We're beginning to look at this now. We're trying to look at on level of education, affluence, and other features. It's looking tentatively like it's going to be, that we're seeing parents who are pretty well-educated and relatively well-off financially. You know, as I often like to say, educated enough to do a Google search, maybe not so educated enough to know to distinguish the anti-vaccine websites from the pro-vaccine websites.
With so many parents getting NMEs for their children, what does this mean for those who do get vaccinated? I mean, there's this notion of herd immunity.
Right. Well, the big worry is, we've got now schools, and some schools in Texas, where 20, 30, even 40% of the kids are not getting vaccinated. And that's a recipe for breakthrough childhood infections that ordinarily would be prevented by vaccines. And often the first one we see is measles because it's so highly transmissible.
Yeah, there was an outbreak in California, I recall, a couple of years ago.
That's right. And there was a big one in Minnesota. And it was the same set of circumstances. You had large numbers of kids who are not getting vaccinated. And the problem is not only among those kids who are not getting vaccinated, but any time that there's a sibling or a friend of a sibling that's under 12 months of age, those kids are not old enough to receive their measles vaccine. So the what you worry about are outbreaks occurring among infants living in that community mm-hmm. who are not yet old enough to receive the measles vaccine.
Well, curious, if kids are already vaccinated, are they protected from interactions with non-vaccinated children in the state of Texas or not so much?
Generally, they're protected in the sense that the measles vaccine in particular is pretty good. It's greater than 90% protective, not completely protective, but greater than 90%. The problem comes in that the measles virus can hang around in the schools, and so parents are bringing the infants under the age of 1 year of age to the school, or the child's playing in a house, a child who's brewing measles plays in a house where there's an infant under the age of one. That's how you start getting these significant outbreaks. So it's not only the outbreak among the unvaccinated kids, it's the in the school, it's also the siblings who are less than a year of age that I especially worry about.
We're going to have a link to this report at texasstandard.org. Dr. Hotez is the dean for the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, co-writer of the PLOS Medicine Analysis of Non-Medical Exemptions for Vaccines Across the U.S. Peter, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.